in the tshuvas and the responsa as well. A husband remains Jewish and his wife takes him to the Inquisition and she's a Catholic. Or the wife remains Jewish and she takes the husband who has become a Catholic to the Jewish court that he should give her the divorce. Or that he should pay her her ksuba. The wrangle over the children. I mean, unspeakable situations that can occur only in real life, because in fiction it would be too wild to imagine. And the fact that these types of cases are reflected show us how deep the problem was, how far-reaching the problem was. Yet children brought their ancient parents in front of the Inquisition to force them to be converted. And this Rabbi Solomon made sizable inroads in the Jewish community in Spain. So much so that later in Tortosa, there will be a debate in the early 1414. There was a three-year debate, and in the debate there participated over 300 rabbis. Almost one-third of them converted in the debate to Christianity. So it's hard for us to have a handle on the times, but it's obvious that the pressures were so enormous that only the very strong could withstand it. This Rabbi Solomon, there was a Jew by the name of Yoshua Halorki. And this Yoshua Halorki, who had previously been a student of Rabbi Solomon, a disciple of his, and who had studied Talmud with him, as well as philosophy and other knowledge, he wrote a famous polemic to his master, literally asking him the one basic question, why did you do it? And he listed all the possible reasons. That he did it for money, but he said, I know you're not a money man. You did it for honor. I know you're not an honor person, etc. And Rabbi Solomon wrote him back. Now Rabbi Solomon was called Paul. He wrote him back and he said he did it because he believes, which is the most dangerous answer. But Yoshua Halorki answered him in a very famous polemic, defending the principles of Judaism and pointing out that he himself had studied under Solomon, and Solomon had long ago explained to him the problems of belief. And therefore it can only be that he would has forgotten what he himself once taught, what he himself once knew. The main effect of the answer of the polemic of Yoshua Halorki is not that it defeated Solomon, but it marks a line of demarcation when a certain element of Spanish Jewry would no longer take it lying down. And it also begins a period of intense defense of Jewish ideas and ideals among Spanish Jews. The most famous defense being the Sefer HaIkorim, the Book of Principles, written by Rabbi Joseph Albo, A-L-B-O, who wrote this basic book of philosophy, which he disputed many of the principles of Maimonides and Aristotle. It was a very, very controversial book in its time. But the main strength of the book was that it was a reasoned, lucid, logical defense of Judaism against Christianity. And it was meant to prevent, it wasn't meant to so much to be the great philosophic treatise to examine all sorts of hidden problems. It was meant to stop the wave of conversions. It was meant to be a book that would stop what was happening among Spanish Jewry. And there was an element, I just want to show you how nothing changes, there was an element within Spanish Jewry whom we could call Jews for